Mike and John in the morning, and joining us in the studio this morning, local paralegal, Heidi Miller. Good morning, Heidi.
Morning.
Good to have you here this morning. Heidi is over 50 and is doing something most of us wouldn't do at the age of 20, 25, maybe even in our 30s, taking it to the MMA ring. And also joining us is her trainer, James Gray, from the Michigan Institute of Athletics. Good morning, James.
Good morning.
So, Heidi, what spurred this on for you to want to get into the ring?
Especially mixed martial arts.
Yeah, mixed martial arts. That's tough.
Well, I've been training for a while now, and what really got me going to do it was not only the training at Michigan Institute of Athletics, but also actually going to the fights. My husband is a major supporter of Michigan Institute of Athletics. He sponsors Josh Parisian, Bobby Cooper, and Cody Brundage. And the closer I got to the cage, the closer I looked, and I was like, so this is what I was afraid of. I can do this. I can do this.
So this start is just a way to just kind of like stay in shape, be more athletic, and then you develop this idea that I'm going to go towards an actual fight? Or did you come in this, I want to fight?
Well, I started boxing 5 years ago at Title Boxing. And then I came to Michigan Institute of Athletics because they had different things. You get to a point where your body doesn't change from just working out.
Right.
So I wanted to do different things. So then I incorporated the different things. And then I got better at the different things. And then I incorporated something else. So the more you incorporate stuff, the more confidence that I got that I actually could do it. And the trainers at Michigan Institute of Athletics are amazing. James, Josh Parisian, Bobby Cooper, John Chawback, Tim Farr, Brian Faustino, Dante Brown, everybody, all the trainers, they walk the walk, not just talk the talk.
All right, so James, let me ask you this. As Heidi's trainer, were you doubtful at first? What was your impression when she says, I want to fight?
Well,
I want to get in the MMA ring.
Yeah, initially when she said it to me, you know, I've had a lot of people make statements like, you know, I'd love to get in there and compete. And so you kind of take it with a grain of salt. You know what I mean? Like when she said it at first, I was like, yeah, Heidi, that would be really cool. You know what I mean? Because I see how hard she works and I don't ever want to shatter someone's dreams or what they think is possible.
Sure.
So then I kind of wrote it off. But I said, I'm going to watch her and see, you know, can she physically compete? Is she able to match the work ethic and you know, the skill development that, you know, someone in their 20s is working hard to achieve where she hasn't spent her lifetime in martial arts? Is this possible? So I didn't bring it up to her at all for a couple months. And then she showed up every day, worked with a professional fight team. She constantly worked on all the skills that she would need to compete. And then all of a sudden it started to become real to me. I went, oh my God, like this woman might be able to compete. I saw her training in jiu-jitsu. I saw her training kickboxing. She's wrestling. She's taking down these, you know, teenage and college kids. And I'm going, this is not only possible, it's likely if we stay on this course.
Are you scared of her?
I've seen her. I'll show you some videos after, guys. She can hit the pads. There's no question.
No one's going to mess with Heidi.
I'm not believing him. Heidi, show me on John.
Yeah, now there's an idea.
You know, Mike's a trainer. So let's see what his skills can bring. I'm easy. Oh. I mean, come on. I'm an easy target. I think we can give Heidi better than that.
Do you have a signature move, Heidi? Or your favorite move, your go-to?
My favorite move is my cross. I'll knock you out with it.
You knock out with the cross. So you get a couple jabs in, then a cross.
She has a really good cross, but I'm gonna go ahead and dispute that statement because when I see her throw a head kick, there's a smile from ear to ear when she's ripping up a head kick. I actually predict in this fight, Heidi lands a massive head kick.
And the person getting the head kick will not be smiling.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I'm assuming.
Absolutely.
The bout is coming up in February, right?
Yep,
in
Grand Rapids.
All right, so who are you fighting? What age is the person you're fighting? You're what, 51, Heidi?
I'm 51. I turned 51 2 weeks ago. I was told she was 21, but come to find out as of yesterday, she's 19.
So does that at all intimidate you, or does that spur you on?
No, it doesn't intimidate me.
Yeah. You gotta teach these kids a lesson, are you?
Well, it's kind of like, I don't mean to sound like old lady-ish, but you know what? I got socks that are older than that.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
I tell people I train that too.
I have a jacket that is older than that I still wear. I'm not intimidated by that.
I look at it. It's great that you can keep up with them. I mean, I'm over 52. So when you look at keeping up with people in their 20s and 30s, you know, it's tough if you're not working hard at it. And it sounds like that's what you've dedicated.
I mean, it sounds like you have the confidence in your skills that the age difference is not it. That's just nothing.
No, it's all mental.
Right. Yeah.
No one will be as mentally tough as I am. I mean, I get hit, and I'll keep coming after you. I won't move.
John's backing up as we speak.
I'm just going to move.
Do you have kids?
I got out of reach.
Yes.
I'd be scared if I was those kids. Mom's coming at you with
He lives in Kalamazoo. He's 32, so yeah. I have grandkids. That's
well, he must have done something right because he made it to 32.
Too. Yeah.
So the fight's February 8th in Grand Rapids, and from there, where do you see this going?
I want to do it first. And, you know, kind of like when you get older, you know, I can party like a rock star and fight like a young person, but maybe it'll take me a little bit longer to recover.
The recovery, yeah.
But, you know, maybe I'm one and done, and then I'm happy with that.
That's awesome, either way.
Maybe, you know, something else. I don't know. I'll just see how it goes.
Yeah, you're reaching that. You had that dream, and you're reaching it. So that is awesome.
But I would not be able to do this without the support of my husband. I work for him as a paralegal. I would not be able to do this without the support of my husband. My husband is great. He supports me no matter what I do.
Well, you better awesome. With your kick and your cross.
I would actually say there's one element that I think a lot of people aren't considering going into this matchup is. When you go through life, you develop a certain resilience or a perseverance that a lot of people in their younger ages don't, you know, they don't quite have yet. You haven't developed yet. Life hasn't knocked you down enough times. So everyone keeps talking about all the things that I think are going to be a factor for her opponent, the age, the youth, the, you know, all those things. But when you go through life and you develop that resilience, that is one thing that, as she was speaking about her willpower, this woman will not stop training and pushing forward until that fight is over. And that's one thing that if her opponent hasn't considered, she's going to find out on February 8th that sometimes, you know, going through just life in general, it creates a resilience that you're not going to quit until that bell rings. And the question is, can that girl handle that type of pressure?
How many rounds is the fight?
Three rounds.
Three rounds? How long each round?
3 minutes.
3 minutes. So you got 9 minutes to knock this girl down.
Yep.
Take it to the mat.
All right.
Congratulations.
Oh, our money's on you, Heidi.
Yeah. Oh, I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. So we're looking forward to it, and hopefully we can talk to you afterwards and congratulate you on the win.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right. James and Heidi, thanks for stopping in this morning.